recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
What is going on? We got your bonus edition of the Kurt Angle Show here on adfreeshows.com. I'm with the legend himself, the Olympic gold medalist, your American hero, Mr. Kurt Angle. What's going on, buddy? How you doing?
I'm doing well, John. Glad to be on the show today.
Oh, yeah. We got a fun one. We're going to do something a little different here as part of this
month's bonus.
And so let's give a little backstory here. So Kurt Angle and I have one thing in common. I haven't won an Olympic gold medal. I haven't done anything like that. But Kurt and I were both sportscasters at some point in our careers.
We were. You were good. I was horrible.
I'm flattered. But it got me thinking, you know, one of my favorite elements of sports television is you have the color commentator who is usually a former player and they're an analyst and they can break down footage. They see a play in front of them and they're like, you know, he did a great job here because of this, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, who better than to try something out like that with than Kurt Angle, the most intense technical wrestler in the history of history. And we're gonna do something cool, Kurt, because coming up here in the first week of November, you're gonna have Impact World Champion Josh Alexander.
Yes, on we're gonna have him as a guest on my podcast. Yes.
And so what we're gonna do here is we're gonna take a watch of his match with Jacob Fatu from Ric Flair's last match. And we're just gonna do some tape study and I want to get your genuine reactions to, you know, what he's doing in the ring. And
sure.
And I think it's going to be cool. So before
it will be cool. I've never done it before, but I'm willing to try.
Let's try it. Look, it's not hard asking you to watch wrestling, Kurt Angle.
No,
that's all we got to do. So how many Josh Alexander matches would you say you've seen? Have you seen a lot of his tape in the past?
Very little. I know very little about Josh. I know that he's an incredible wrestler. I know that he's the world champion right now. And I know that we're going to have a really cool podcast about him. A lot of great questions that the fans are bringing in that we're going to be able to talk about.
So let's give you a little bit of an introduction to Josh. Then as we watch this, I'm going to cue it up. And let's have some fun here watching this match from Nashville.
All right. Let's go back.
So first off, his gear, Kurt. He's got the shoot wrestler gear.
Yes, he does. That's what I like about him. I already knew this about Josh. He wears the headgear, and you know, he looks the part. He looks like an amateur wrestler.
They call him the walking weapon because he is truly so lethal, and he's one of those guys too. He really broke out into a single star in the past couple years. So he was in a great tag team called The North with Ethan Page, who's in AEW. But it was just one of those things where your talent becomes undeniable at some point, right, that you have to be given that single shot. And I think you're going to see why here. And he's going against Jacob Fatu, who is the nephew of your good friend Rikishi.
Yeah, I know Jacob.
What do you think of Jacob's work, what you've seen from him?
Oh, so talented. I mean, the kid, for his size, moves incredibly well, very versatile.
So here we go, right off the bat here. Josh Alexander beeling Jacob Fatu.
That was one thing right there I probably wouldn't have done, because Fatu's the bigger wrestler. I probably wouldn't have hip tossed him. I would have had him block my hip toss and give me one. I know that he wants Josh wants to. Well, he's actually giving Fatu to shine right now, but he should have blocked the hip toss and then hip tossed Josh and took over from there.
One thing I want you to watch for, Kurt, in this match is when Josh is able to dial it up to the next level. And you'll see it, obviously, he's doing the selling right now. But when he reaches that, it reminds me of somebody.
The level of intensity.
Yeah, just you'll see. What do you think of the gear? That gear looks a little, aside from the headgear, the singlet and whatnot, I feel like I might have seen something like that somewhere before.
He looks like a college freaking wrestler. That's what he looks like. I'm sure he's done some amateur wrestling as well. Obviously, he has.
Yeah. What do you think of a guy that takes that college wrestling approach into the world of professional wrestling?
I think it's a good angle. It's a good, I don't want to say a gimmick because it's actually real, but I think that more, you know, there are a lot of more amateur wrestlers that are entering pro wrestling. So, you know, there's a big tie between pro and amateur wrestling, especially the wrestling at the beginning of the show, the chain wrestling. And you can learn a lot of that with amateur wrestling.
He actually revealed in May of 2021 that he wears the headgear because he developed a pretty bad case of cauliflower ear in 2013, and he actually had part of his left ear removed because of scar tissue.
Yeah, they go in and they dig out the cauliflower. It's horrible, man. It's a nasty surgery. It's very painful. I've had it done before. If my little ears, I don't have really bad cauliflower. I have a little bit in here. That grew back, that swelled back up again, and I never had it drained. But it's a tough surgery. It's very painful.
So he does have more in common with Kurt Angle than we thought, even on the surface. All right, let's take a look. I mean, dude, Jacob Fatu, wow. Are you kidding me?
That is pretty incredible. But you have to give credit to Josh. He actually based him on that. You know, he's a big dude to hold up. He actually had to hold him up so he could clear through his head through. And that was all Josh, to be honest with you.
Arana, like that, it's one of those moves in pro wrestling where the magic trick, you almost have to reveal a little bit because, like you said, like he had to base him in order to pull something like that off.
Without a doubt, he would have landed right on his head. Yeah, so Josh was a good base.
What makes you? What goes through your head when you see a flying Samoan like this? As
pure hell. It's just torture. And you know it's going to hurt. This was great. This suplex off the top rope. He got up there pretty quickly. I like this guy. I like his style.
I believe you did that in the match with Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I ran up the ropes and hit him actually with the angle slam. I was able to angle his body a different way so I could get my head under his armpit. And I angle slammed him. But wrestling Shawn was so much fun.
Well, yeah, he had a little less weight on him than Jacob Fatu had too. So.
Oh, without a doubt. But you know what? These Samoans, I'm sorry to say, but they're light on their feet, man. You can't even tell that they weigh as much as they do. They're just incredible athletes. They get up for you nice and light. You never have to struggle. It's always a smooth match with them. And I hate to categorize them, but what am I going to do? I have to.
No, 100. I mean, they're in a category of their own. They're so special.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
That Anoa'i family in particular, just so special.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this. Springboard moonsault.
Right now, Fatu's outshining Josh.
just incredible stuff. But you know, again, you have to, at the same time, you have to set something up for Josh to overcome, right?
Oh, yeah. He's got to stop with the heat. He has to get the heat on this guy. So eventually his shine's going to end, and Josh is going to pick up the intensity and beat the shit out of him. I mean, hopefully that's what he does.
Back elbow. I love Josh's facials too. Hopefully we get a few more close-ups. Look at this, trying to heave the big man with the German. All right, what do you think about that right there, Kurt, going to the gut on a big man?
That was good. That's great. You know, it set up as a Northern Light suplex, which was a really good change-up. I like that. You could tell this kid's really technical. He does everything the right way, gets his hips underneath him. You know, his arch is perfect. So you could tell that he's an amateur wrestler, a former amateur wrestler.
That right there, Kurt, what you just said is why we're doing this here. That was great insight. That's it, because I've never thrown a Northern Lights, believe it or not. But let's see. That's out. Big nasty barefoot to the face there. So when you're an intense guy like Josh Alexander, much like yourself, is there a specific approach you take to your that you take to your selling in particular that doesn't hurt your credibility as a tough guy?
I mean, everybody has to sell. Selling is the most important thing in pro wrestling. That's how you get the fans emotionally involved. That's how you sell tickets, believe it or not. So you have to be a seller. And, you know, there are guys that don't sell at all. Some of them, like Goldberg, made a lot of money and was a big time, main eventer, but very seldom does that happen. You have to be able to sell really well. You have to have incredible facials. So it doesn't matter how intense you are. When you sell, you sell. You just have to.
What do we see here, Kurt Angle?
What's going on here? Ankle lock. I love this guy.
Josh has said that he does the ankle lock as a tribute to you.
That is awesome.
In particular, your old buddy, D-Lo, look at that big clothesline, just turning the Samoan upside down. And here we go. He's trying to set up here. Oh, the strength, man. Ooh.
Oh my gosh, man. That took a lot of strength, to pick him up, that Samoan right there, and drop him on his knee. That's pretty impressive.
And I love how fluid this has been too. Seamless, but also still feeling like a struggle too. We've seen multiple times in this match, Josh has struggled to get a hold of him, and now we finally see him get that.
Yeah, and you know what? You have to make things kind of, you have to struggle. You have to show this guy's bigger than you. You have to show you're struggling to get him up. You're trying to get him up. You keep trying. And eventually you get it, but you fail a few times beforehand. That's the whole workup to the whole psychology of why you're doing that, to show that you're wrestling a bigger guy.
Stiff forearm. But what I was saying is your old pal D'Lo Brown, let's see here. Ooh, crossbody,
nice.
Knocking him to the outside. Your old pal D'Lo Brown said that Josh Alexander is this generation's Kurt Angle.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second. I don't know if he's accurate.
And
I'm kidding. You know what? From the looks of him today, I'm actually impressed, and I'm very honored that he said that.
And Josh said that he became a fan of you because he looked up to your intensity, and he said, quote, "I've had that comparison dropped a few times. It's always super flattering because Kurt Angle is one of my heroes as a fan coming up as a wrestling fan. You know, he'd always be someone that I try to kind of take things from, especially that intensity that he carried in the ring."
You know what? That's the biggest compliment a pro wrestler could give another pro wrestler. Talking about you like that and saying that he takes things from you and he tries to mimic your intensity. Basically, what he's saying is he wants to be another you. And that's really cool. Now, Josh Alexander is not Kurt Angle by any means, but what he is Josh Alexander. And he's actually made himself, and he's done an incredible job of it.
Goes for the cover off the moonsault. Mm.
I love the 2 3/4 kick out.
Look at this. Look how beautiful of a moonsault that is.
Jeez, man. This Fat 2 guy, he's special. Is he signed by anybody?
He's MLW.
Okay. Well, WWE should be picking him up pretty soon.
This match is actually an MLW versus Impact Showcase match that we're seeing here.
Gotcha.
And I think for one, there we go. All right, break it down, Kurt. Break it down.
The Germans, this is my forte, man. he's horsing them too. I mean, Fatu's not giving them much leeway. This is all Josh. Josh is actually doing this himself because Fatu's not jumping for him. He was doing that by himself. That one, he was jumping, but he did a flip over and landed on his feet, which is impressive as hell. Oh my gosh, this match is ridiculous. This is like a pay-per-view match, like WrestleMania, man.
Does it just blow your mind seeing guys do stuff like this?
Guys of that size, yes. It's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, it's supposed to be the Lucha guys that do this, and you got a freaking 300-pound monster doing it.
But
it just ruins the whole psychology of wrestling. But not in a bad way, in a good way, because it's so impressive that he's so big that he can do that.
It's just amazing because, like, when you broke into wrestling, there weren't guys doing stuff like that. There just
weren't. No. And we were told not to. I got yelled at a couple times when I first started doing the moonsault off the top rope because Vince was like, listen, you're not a small guy. You're a big guy. I said, Vince, but I can do it. That's actually impressive. Yeah. He said, yeah, you're right, but don't use it a lot. Just every once in a while. And he was right.
So we got a run in here from that dastardly Matt Cardona and Brian Myers and smart Mark Sterling. They end us, unfortunately, in a double DQ here. Matt Cardona, formerly known as Zack Ryder, of course, he's enjoying his own career renaissance of sorts on the indies and in Impact.
Yeah, I see he's been around quite a bit. And you know what? He's a very talented kid, too. I enjoy his work.
So now we see the two guys who are fighting coming together, Kurt.
Yeah, now they're teaming up.
Here's Josh's finisher.
Oh, my gosh. That looks brutal, man. Listen, I wouldn't take that. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
I broke my neck 5 times.
That's fair.
I am not taking a chance with that, baby.
Well, and look who it is. Someone, Diamond Dallas Page.
DDP shows up. He's going to do some yoga.
I think he's going to do some yoga, and I think he's going to hit him with the most over-move in wrestling, the Diamond Cutter.
Wait a minute. That's the RKO.
Oh, don't say that to DDP.
I'm kidding. DDP did it first. You're absolutely right.
Oh, my goodness. But, Kurt, I want to rewind here for a second. That is cool.
He just gave him Josh the endorsement. That is freaking cool, man. That just raised Josh to another level.
Absolutely. I mean, Diamond Dallas Page, a Hall of Famer in his own right. But I want to go back for a second here and just look at some of the technique from Josh, especially towards the end of this match, the suplexes. What do you like about his form there as he's trying to haul someone who's just much larger than him?
Yes, and Fatu's not helping him any bit. And Josh has incredible hip strength. To horse him up, that 300-pounder, that's really impressive, especially not getting help from him. And Josh had the form right. He arched incredibly well. His feet were in the right place. He got the oomph and got his hips behind it and was able to successfully hit the German. That's perfect. That's picture perfect.
Is that about now, locking your hips?
If Fatu would have jumped for him, it would have been higher and more graceful. But obviously, he's not helping him at all. So this is all Josh.
But there's almost something to take away in the grittiness of that. Isn't there?
Yeah, the struggle is always good. You don't always want things to be clean. You want everything to be a little bit of a struggle. And that right there was not a struggle. It was actually Fatu jumping for him so he could land on his feet. But, you know, the Germans, the way he was struggling, that shows that it's real. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what you want. You want realism in your matches.
And then obviously, the homage to you, I know you're not going to be upset about with the ankle lock there. I'll rewind.
Not by any means.
How are you grading the ankle lock? Does he have that in right?
I'll go back
a little bit.
Let me see. You know what? I've had guys do it on me, and they do it wrong. Yeah, he got it right, man. He's got it. He got the toes, and he got the ankle wrapped. And you know what? That move is actually pretty lethal. You could break someone's ankle, really, truly break someone's ankle. Ken Shamrock came up with it, and I took it from Ken, obviously, and I had a lot of success with it. And then other wrestlers started doing it after me, but it'll go on forever. I think the ankle lock is such a great move to have, especially if you're a wrestler and you want to have a submission.
And psychology-wise, it's a great way to ground a big man, too.
Yes, yes. You take out his foot. That way he can't run, can't walk. He has to limp. So, you can start working on his ankle and his knee during the heat or whatever you're doing. It's actually a great idea.
So what were your impressions of Josh in that match?
He's stellar, man. 5-star. I love this kid. I'm actually going to start following his career. I really like what he's able to do in that match, and I can't imagine how good he is. I know he wasn't able to show a lot of his technique here because he was a bigger guy, but I'd love to see him wrestle somebody his size. I think it would be an incredible match.
That's so far from even his best match. He's had so many great ones.
I know because, you know, the size of the guy he wrestled. And the other guy, the fact too, it was more of a shine for him. He seemed to be shining more than Josh.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether they planned that or not, that's what happened in that match. Fatu came out looking better than he was before that.
But then Josh got the endorsement from the legend at the end.
Yes, he did. He got the endorsement by DDP. That raised him to another level. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jacob Fatu is an unbelievable talent, too, and you should go out your way.
Man, I'm really impressed by him. He reminds me of Rikishi.
Yeah.
He really does.
He honestly reminds me a lot of Umaga.
Umaga, more powerful, more athletic. You're absolutely right. Quicker on his feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really wish that we got to see more of Umaga in his prime.
Oh, I know. Him passing away was such a sad tragedy. Mm-hmm. He had a huge career ahead of him. He had a great career leading up to his death, but he would have had an incredible career after that.
Yeah, I'm with you entirely, Kurt. I'm going to give you a match to watch if Josh is before you have him on your show. Go check out his Impact World Championship match with Christian Cage, your pal Christian.
Nice. I know that would be a 5-star match.
Oh, really, really good. I mean, Christian is one of the smoothest guys you're ever going to see in the ring.
He is. He's the most underrated wrestler of all time. He never gets the credit that he deserves. He's always kind of not so much. he's a superstar, don't get me wrong, but he's always been the shadow of Edge. And he's actually just as good as Edge. And he's actually better than all of us at putting matches together. He comes up with incredible spots and incredible ideas. The kid's so creative, and he goes on the mat and he backs it up. He's just an incredible wrestler.
Well, make sure that when you have Josh on your show, you tell him you got to do some tape study here as part of our bonus episode of the Kurt Angle Show on adfreeshows.com. Kurt, anything else you want to throw out there here?
No, man. I just had a lot of fun doing this with you today, John. Yeah, it was great.
We got to do more of this. This is
yes, sir.
Color commentator, Kurt Angle, man.
I'm going to start doing this, man. I think my wheels are starting to turn. I think I could be pretty good.
I would agree with that entirely. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into the bonus here. We'll see you next time right here on adfreeshows.com.